Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Sadi Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis on the 11th line. Amar Rav Yudan Bar Shalom. Amar Rav Yudan Bar Shalom Masnisin Amar Kain Shehakeren Knas the Taninan Ein Yerushalim Truma Ela Chulin Metukonin VeHenasin Truma. Rav Yudan Bar Shalom comes to answer the Gemara's objection at the end of the previous piece that there's a Mishnah in the earlier Perek and Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, that teaches that even the principal is a fine. He must pay from chulin means produce that has been tithed rather than truma, and that produce or payment becomes truma. Ilum mimasha ochal haya mashalim yo'os. If he had paid from what he ate, which is truma, it would be proper to say that he pays like a thief. Since he does not, this shows that the principal must also be a fine. V'tani kein ochal truma tumeya mashalim chulin tahirim v'im shilim chulin tumeyim yotza. We have another source from the Mishnah. If he ate tamei truma inadvertently, he pays tahor chulin. If he paid tamei chulin, he fulfills his obligation. V'loi tumei eitzim hu chayav loi hada'am asher keren knas. Now isn't he liable only the value of firewood, as what he ate was destined to be burnt? And this shows that the principal is also a fine. V'komad tamei keren knas v'tikavasor chomesh knas. And the Gemara asks, well, just as you say that the principal is a fine, also the extra fifth is a fine. It's also paid with chulin that becomes truma. Why doesn't one who ate intentionally pay the fifth? Ela ushim ben lokish kedate, kemad ushim ben lokish omar taman hakol haya bechral leitana beyachar etchoke v'yotza ze v'asisim leikasher zom la'asos la'achiv lechayv imamoin. And we have now a third answer. The Shimon Lakish follows his reasoning elsewhere. He says that everything has been included in the prohibition in Shmais Perek Chof Pasuk Yud Gimel, you shall not bear false witness against your fellow. But the Torah singled out in Dvorim Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Yud Tes, and you shall do to him, which is the false witness, as he intended to do to his brother, to obligate payment. V'hachra hakol haya bechlal v'chalzar l'yoichal kodesh, yotz v'isha ki yoichal kodesh b'shkaga l'chayvoy mamoin. Here, everything was included in the phrase in the pasuk, any non-Kohen shall not eat holy items, but the Torah singled out in Vayikra Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Yud Dalad, and if a man unintentionally eats what is holy, and that's to obligate payment.